Hello?
Hello, hey Wiki, this is Dave again.
I'm sorry, what was that?
This is Dave from Orbit. We just
Oh, hey Dave.
Actually the call was disconnected and I was just trying to return the call, but the call was just going on voicemail.
Yeah, guys, I still have it on the other line still.
Oh, so it's so I can call you back like once you're free?
Well, I was talking with Dave. I guess I was talking to Dave. This is who?
This is Dave.
Oh, Dave. Yeah, I was still on the other line with you. I don't know. I was just
the call was already disconnected. They, like,
oh, did it disconnect?
Line. Yeah. This is why.
Oh,
this is why I called
okay.
with my company's number right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so I was sitting on the line. I didn't know we were disconnected.
I don't know what happened.
So I wasn't answering that on the phone because I figured, well, whoever's calling will wait until I get done with this phone call.
Yeah, I would just keep.
There was you.
I would just keep calling you, like I call you twice, but didn't pick up the call. So this is why I use my company's number to call you again.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we just try to log into your Yelp account, and we do see that you have a profile there. So basically, the thing which you are in need of. That is the whenever someone visits your Yelp profile, so there should be an option for a visit website with the word, with the plugin. So whenever someone click on visit website, so it takes the person directly to your website. So it means that whoever the person is reviewing your Yelp profile, and whenever they see your visit website button, which is basically integrated by us with the help of plugin, and then it takes the person directly to your website. Like basically that button will redirect it to the person to your website, right? This is the thing you're in need of?
Yeah, yeah. I want when they go on to Yelp, I want them to be able to go see the website also.
Okay.
Put all this money into it. I want people to be looking at it.
Oh, perfect. So to getting the visit website button to be on your Yelp profile, which is basically going to be done with the help of the plugin, and plugin has a minor cost, which is basically help your people to get your to be on your website in with just one click. So the plugin
mm-hmm.
will basically gonna connect your website with the Yelp, and with the what just one tap, they can just be on your website and they can just review the website.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to wait on that because, like I said, the money y'all just took it. I'm barely, you know. I'm going to have to be working the corner here pretty soon to pay y'all.
No worries. Like, as I already gave you the time to pay the remaining amount, so don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put off the Yelp thing for another month or two, and then we'll
Yelp
get that other widget.
The plugin,
yeah,
the plugin
Yelp.
Is just going to cost
yeah.
you, like, only $199 to get that everything
yeah.
up to date without any additional hours, without any additional thing, just the plugin cost I'm taking you just because of I can understand that you do not have enough points. So this is why the actual cost for the plugin, that is $199. I'm not going to take any additional development hours fee from you. I'm going this and doing this just as a good gesture, which you're just giving me right now. So,
yeah.
What do you think about this?
Yeah,
like
well,
you will be covering.
We'll have to wait on it. Because, I mean, most people go to Google to see the website anyway, so I think I'm just going to stick with that for now. And give me a couple months, and I'll give you some more money to do the widget and plug in for
okay.
the Yelp.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
It's totally our choice.
Right.
That, by the way, like, I can understand that you do not have enough friends, but if you can think about it just for a longer run, so I don't see that, like, as you said, according to you, you said you have, like, right now you're having clients on Yelp. So why don't you, like, utilize it with the product cost?
With the what?
Like, why don't you, like, utilize those clients to be on your website? Why don't you, like, basically going to wait for a couple of months to, like, wait it for now?
Yeah, well, because I don't have the money. I mean, it's hard to bleed a rock.
Oh.
I am so close to maxing out my cards. If I push my luck, I'm going to bankrupt myself before I even get started. So I've got to really dance a fine line here.
Oh.
So a couple of months, hopefully I'll be busy enough and I can be able to do everything and get it all done. I don't know, kind of, you know, horse before carriage, carriage before horse. I don't know which one that is, but, you know, I'm just going to have to wait and hope that what I got so far is enough to get everybody in here so I can afford more so I can get more in. That makes sense.
Yeah, I can understand. So, by the way, this is the only business that you do for a living, or do you have some more business as well?
No, this is the only business I have so far.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my starting business.
And we'll make sure that
I do plan on having more, but yeah, I will be talking to y'all when I get to that next business.
Yeah. So we'll make sure that you will be generating some revenue with this, so you will be going for more in the future.
Yeah. Well, I'll make money. That's the goal, right? We all make money and get rich.
Yeah, everyone.
Yep. All right, so I think we got done what we could get done for today, anyways.
Yeah, for now, yeah. If you feel any help from me, so you can just let me know anytime, and we are good with it.
All right, I appreciate all your help.
Yep, thank you, Mom. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.